Well, another lovely day in the neotropical land of... Who is that? What the heck? Oh my God, was she a snake? What did I just see? You get distracted for one moment and... After that, Mojo, I didn't trust anything. If I looked away and then looked back, what I thought was there wasn't. Or what wasn't there was. I couldn't remember.
Are you saying you saw a woman change into a snake?
I didn't actually see it. But I think that's what happened.
You can't tell what's real and what's not.
Mojo, it's all real. It's just all shifting.
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
You seem so serious tonight, Jack.
She sounds to me like a shapeshifter.
What are you talking about?
Pandora's box. I think I've opened it.
Come on, tell me.
Jack's been seeing someone change herself into other someones.
What?
I don't even know if it's the same woman. I can never really focus on her without her being something else.
Yeah, like what?
A tree, a snake, a cat. But tonight, that's what really did it. I was on my way here. It was turning dark. The streetlights came on. I heard something pass overhead. It sounded like a bat. You know that kind of... that fluttering sound that bats make? I was in between streetlights where it's pretty dim, and I saw her. She was standing there. I mean, she just seemed to appear. It was like...
Jack, how are you doing this evening?
Quiet, he's telling us a story.
What? What did I miss?
Jack saw a shapeshifter.
Do you mean the tree that was watching you?
This time she changed into a bat.
A baseball bat?
No, not that kind of bat.
Quiet, all right. Jack, continue.
Well, she was standing there, her arms folded in front of her. And then she sort of stretched out her arms, but her arms were webbed. And she just spread her wings and fluttered away.
Ooh, wish I could do that.
Maybe she was a fruit bat.
What do you mean, a fruit bat?
Fruit bats are big. Did you know their wingspan can be 6 feet?
No way, man.
It's true.
That's a megabat.
That's exactly what they're called, megabats.
Sounds like she could carry you off, Jack.
Maybe she's an infrit.
Infrit? You mean like in Arabian Nights?
Yeah, he knew one once.
They're demons. Demons with wings.
Ask Jack. He fell in love with one.
No. Is that true?
No, she wasn't really a demon.
I want to know what happened to the Batwoman.
She just flew away.
This happened when?
When I was walking over here tonight.
She was maybe waiting for you.
Thanks, Mojo.
Women who shapeshift into bats, hey, that's not a good thing.
Did you see her teeth?
She wasn't smiling.
I'd like to meet her.
I wouldn't.
Why?
Because she thinks I've done something to her, but I don't know what.
Why do you say that?
It's just the accusing way she looks at me.
Is she the woman in the stone?
I don't know. I think so.
You gonna be all right tonight?
Well, I'm not going cat whiskering.
No more tickling, Tiffany Blue.
I'm giving her back to you.
Now, don't forget, you're gonna play Jungle Jack tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Pyramid hopping.
Oh, yeah. Do we all get to go?
Of course. First thing in the morning.
No cappuccino first?
Oh, Jake's got an espresso machine.
On his boat?
Yeah. And a French press, too.
Okay, then.
Well, you think you'll need another place to stay?
No, I'll be okay.
Just watch out for those megabats, man.
I didn't walk home. I called a taxi. I didn't sleep well either. It was one of those toss and turn nights. I kept waking up, thinking there was someone in the room. I felt something was sitting in the wicker chair by the window. But when I got up, there was no one there. So I put a big fluffy cushion on the chair, and in the morning, there were two shapely impressions. Something had sat there.